walk out that door. Go find a new rose, don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge, put your face in the wind, and when you fall back down, keep on remembering. Set you free.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge blocking the firings at the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, set to go into effect tonight.
After the Trump administration began the process of firing nearly 1,500 CFPB employees, a federal judge ordered a halt to the purge, saying the firings may be a direct violation of a court order. On Friday, a top administration official said the agency would be reduced from about 1,700 employees to only about 200 people, arguing the Consumer Protection Agency could be run more efficiently. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Following yesterday's deadly shooting at Florida State University, police and the FBI in Tallahassee are searching for a motive. Two people were killed, six others injured. Police say the suspect was also injured, and so far he's refusing to talk. In Puerto Rico, officials confirm nearly 99% of customers have had that power restored after an outage darkened the island earlier this week. The private power company responsible says the massive outage appears to have been caused by many factors. This is ABC News.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy, with high temperatures cooler in the mid-40s. Got scattered showers and some rumbles of thunder today, with patchy fog, too. As temperatures overnight tonight cool to about the freezing mark, we could be waking up tomorrow morning to some light snow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
there we go.
Yeah. I don't want to be in Monday morning, heading back to work, stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't want to be another chore to check off on your list, things you gotta do, places that you gotta go.
Eric Pasley here on 98Q Country with Friday Night, and indeed, it is Friday afternoon. Totally planned that. Neon Moon just before from Brooks and Dunn here to start the 2 o'clock hour on 98Q. The 2 o'clock hour means country classics from Wausau Homes of Medford. They handle your custom home dreams. They turn them into reality. They're Wausau Homes. Give them a call. Gray here with you till about 6:30 today. Got to cut off that last half hour to make room for the Brewers pregame show. That starts all the way tonight at 6:35. So I'll be here with you with a mostly normal day. A fun look back at today's date in history after three more. Here's Jason Aldean on 98Q. She's Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging, caging lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country.
Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how a country girl does it one time now.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since.
She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. As all the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now.
Slow and steady rush, and baby, isn't that the way the love's supposed?
feel you breathe.
Faith Hill on 98Q with Breathe. Gray here with you for a look back at today's date in history. We start most days here with that because it's valuable. Looking back is valuable. Got a bit of a special one today because I want to hit a tone of deep neutrality. I want people to understand that when I talk about some political topics that I'm not holding anybody up as a good example. And this is a really good one because on today's date in 2019, a redacted version of the Mueller report was released both to Congress and to the public. To me, this report is the kind of thing that you shouldn't accept anybody's description about. You should, well, I've got advice about the Mueller report, and I'll share that later. The report was the result of an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 Russian election. Excuse me, the United States election. My apologies. And notice I didn't use anybody's name there. I'm not saying anybody's good. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But that report was the result of an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 United States election. And just as Special Counsel Mueller later stated, the findings of Russian interference deserve the attention of every American. Like I said, don't accept anybody else's description here, because I've yet to see a single news report about this that didn't have any spin on it. My personal advice would be to get information about this from at least three different sources that don't agree with each other. In fact, we should all regularly be exposed to opposing viewpoints, but nowadays Facebook is more geared around creating a safe space for every single user, including you. Yes, you. Facebook is a safe space for you. That's how it's designed. That's what Facebook does. And nowadays, news organizations are no longer required to present neutral facts like they used to be required to do. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. Google the fairness doctrine if you're curious what I mean by that. But the only way I see these days to navigate the news environment is to, one, collect several sources, two, compare the overlap, three, factor in who paid the organization. Fox and CNN exist to make you emotional. Full stop. Those organizations are entertainment television. They're not there to inform you. Watch them both for a day, you'll see exactly what I mean. Just switch back and forth every once in a while, and they don't even talk about the same things. How could either one of them be news when they never report on the same topics? And that's one thing, but when either of them avoids a topic, they do it completely, as if not just we're not talking about it, as if it's not happening. That's what happens when freedom of the press is weaponized for profit. I will not, however, accept the idea that somebody can't stay informed. That idea is a lot of quitting in one short sentence. Speaking of, how do you stay informed? I've been doing a lot of trying here and not a lot of succeeding when it comes to gaining new quality information. Maybe you feel like you've got info, but I don't know. It's tough these days. My favorite thing to see lately from these three-letter news organizations, I'll admit it most often comes from Fox, but certainly not only there. Fox likes to report that something is happening that the mainstream media isn't covering. Fox is the single most viewed outlet for their type of reporting. Full stop. It literally does not get more mainstream than Fox. So what are they trying to do when they point at something and say that the mainstream media isn't covering it? Are they pretending that they're not the mainstream media? Are they saying that they're first to the story and proud of it? I don't know. What is it? Literally. Not many great options come to mind. Sure, I get it. They're trying to point to other organizations and saying these people aren't news unless they're talking about it. But Fox isn't news.
And I don't know if they have the authority to say that anybody else is or isn't. And by the way, don't even get me started on CNN. I hold nobody up as positive in this current environment, except for civic media news, grassroots, local organizations, the people whose websites are not listed on the front three pages of Google results. More history, though. Today's date, but make it 1980. That was when the town of Elmore City, Oklahoma, held the first dance in history. You might be wondering, Footloose? And indeed, this was the town off of which Footloose was loosely based. I'm pretty sure that unless you're actually going to Elmore City, most of what you need to know is probably in the name. It's called Elmore City, but it's classified as a town. Don't say they don't have dreams down in Elmore, whatever it is. Finally, today's date, 1938. That was the day that Superman debuted in Action Comics number 1, which was dated for the month of June, but listed as debuting here in April. I'll see if I can find info about what that discrepancy means, why it was dated with June but has a date of today for the debut. Maybe there was an early release, maybe plans changed, who knows? Tough to unprint things, and you still want to sell what you made. So it's easy to imagine why something would be released on a date different from what's printed on its cover, but I don't know what the reason is in this case. That, though, is the end of a look back at today's date in history. For now, we do this every day, usually right at the start of the 2 o'clock hour. Check of the weather coming up next on 98Q Country. Later, weird news.
98Q Country.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Yo, Park Falls! Bust out your bucket hats and baggy jeans. Jack's Corner Bar is throwing a 90s school dance this Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. It's going to be all that with music by Harmony Entertainment, drink specials all night, and the Fabuloso Prime Rib with Salad Bar. Rock your slip dresses and cargos or oversized fits for the best dress prizes. Bust the move with Macarena or Running Man. Don't miss the fun this Saturday night at Jack's Corner Bar, where strangers become friends and good times roll. Bring in the savings at D&D Tire and Auto Center and Highway 13 in Park Falls. Get ready for road trips with spring maintenance special for just $79.99. A full service check by ASC certified technicians, including a 6-quart synthetic oil change, fluid checks, and belt inspection. Plus, enter the Win the Yeti or Nat Cooler giveaway, draw on April 30th. Need repairs? Apply for a Goodyear credit card and get 12 months interest free on repairs of $500 or more. D&D offers 24-hour towing and roadside recovery. Schedule today.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with high temperatures cooler in the mid-40s. Got scattered showers and some rumbles of thunder today with patchy fog, too. As temperatures overnight tonight cool to about the freezing mark, we could be waking up tomorrow morning to some light snow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 43 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod, it's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you wanna break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. Want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work.
All day at work.
98Q Country.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new. Like a fresh coat of paint, you'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sun.
Dominion here on 98Q Country. That was Memory Lane. We're halfway through a six-pack, six songs right in a row, interrupted only by yours truly. Garth Brooks, Dylan Scott, and Tracy Byrd are coming up next. Then, question for you. Let's say you've been left behind on a family trip, and you're hoping to do something about that. Do you try to go on the trip? Do you try to prevent your family from going on the trip so they have to hang out with you? Would you involve explosives in any of the above plans? Fun story coming up. Garth Brooks, here's Shameless on 98Q.
Well, I'm shameless. When it comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing, ever all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise on what you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless.
The real thing.
Listen to this. We are low cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to my time.
Hey, this is Josh Ross.
See your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up, great station.
98Q Country.
with no makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. The Lord for another day. I just thank Him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo.
Tracy Byrd on 98Q, 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo. So, if you got left behind on a family trip, how would you react to that? I know it might not be fun, especially if you were chosen to stay behind with the dogs, but what do you think you'd do? If you felt like this was an injustice, how would you approach the issue? I ask because a Michigan teen was recently sentenced to 8 months in jail for reporting a false bomb threat to a Carnival cruise ship because his girlfriend was going on a trip without him. He's 19. I know. Yeah, shocker, right? 19-year-old Joshua Darrell Lowe II admitted to sending an email. Who? By email? Dude, Carnival Cruise Lines just moments after the... Whoops, that's not for me. Just moments after the ship sailed away from the port of Miami, he wrote, "Hey, I think someone might have a bomb on your Sunrise cruise ship." This threat led to a massive security op to secure the ship, which delayed the journey by several hours, after which authorities were able to trace the message back to him. He told investigators that he didn't want his girlfriend and her family going on the cruise ship without him, and that he was mad they left him with the pets to take care of while they were gone. Lowe could have been sentenced up to 5 years in prison, but only received 8 months. Guessing he's got a clean record. Hopefully this is enough of a scare for him to keep it clean. But I worry. How do you arrive at a point where it's like, I should be fine if I just submit this fake bomb threat? Did he think they wouldn't notice that it came from an email address? Like, dude, this would be an interesting slice of life. I'd love to just... This reminds me of that sound clip that Joel has on his board where it was an old Jimmy Neutron, Timmy Turner, Fairly Odd Parents crossover where they held a thing up to Timmy Turner's head that would broadcast his thoughts. And all it said was, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Celebrity Steel Cage Monkey Boxing." I think that might be what the inside of Joshua Darrell Lowe II's head sounds like. I just... Am I trying to make myself feel better when I say that? Am I trying to say I'm smart for not calling in bomb threats to cruise ships? Maybe. That's probably what a psychologist would say, but that's not what it feels like right now. I feel like I'm just laughing at a fool. Let's examine deeper. Anybody with psychologist credentials, let me know what you see in me laughing at this poor kid. Is he a poor kid? Am I now calling him a poor kid to backtrack? All right, I got to stop this. This is not going to trend upwards. Let's get you a word from our sponsors and then more country music. We're 98Q.
98Q Country.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice, because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, "Have a great trip," keep on saying, "You too." And keep driving safely, and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country. Country.
We'll be right back.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. High-level talks taking place in Europe on a deal to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the U.S. could step back if progress isn't made.
This was surprisingly blunt from Marco Rubio. The Secretary of State has been in Paris for meetings with European leaders about a deal to stop the war in Ukraine. He told reporters, we need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, whether or not this is doable. He said, if it's not going to happen, then, quote, we are just going to move on.
ABC's James Longman. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. More than 1,400 employees were set to be laid off tonight. In New York, a judge denied a request by rapper Sean Combs to delay his criminal sex trafficking trial for 2 months to prepare. It's set to begin next month. In what's become a tradition in suburban Detroit, a helicopter dropped marshmallow treats for kids. They turned them in for prizes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Wednesday, the Flamborough River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about the opening and what he noticed when they first let people in.
As we're letting people in, it was really interesting to watch because the thought was people are going to come in and they're going to go to the membership desk right away. And they're either going to ask to sign up for a membership or ask for a tour right away. But everybody that initially came in, it